If the Israelites will not listen to me, why would the Pharaoh? If I cannot do a small job, how can I do a bigger one? Is that where you happen to be at this time? Where you keep asking yourself questions that you really cannot answer? Where you keep forcing yourself down, thinking of what can discourage you, Father? You're already discouraged, but you're not thinking about all your failures. Seems like you have a problem, a big one. But what you have started doing is to count the number of times you have failed. Oh, in 1992, I failed. In the year 2002, I failed. In 2012, I failed. So I'm going to fail again. You are counting your curses, naming them one by one. Is it in a surprise that it is that you can see how powerful the devil is, and you've forgotten how powerful God is? I think the thing you need to do is force yourself to think about the many times God has intervened, the many times God has successfully helped you through things you are no capacity of handling. And as you do that, it will start turning your mind towards trusting in God rather than trusting in yourself. So do not start counting all the things that have gone wrong. It's true they went wrong, but God took you through them. Here you are now. Why can't you count the things God has actually done? And it will give you encouragement to trust in God and walk with Him.